Thank you for calling because support my name is Asia. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Jody Tyatt, and I was calling because just a few months ago, a charge was made to my checking account, and I don't know what that charge is for.
Can I have your zip code, please, to help you out?
63146.
Can I have your name, please?
Jody, J-O-D-Y, Tyus, T-Y-U-S.
Can I have you verify your address for me, please?
12923 Birding Bush Court 2, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146.
Okay, hold for just a moment.
All right.
Okay, so by looking at this account, it looks like you entered our sweepstakes to win like a mixture. You was enrolled into our meal planner app and would give customers a $20 rate to stay. And the meal planner app helps boost your energy and cut back sugar and carb cravings.
No, I'm not interested in that. I did not see that written there. All I saw was to enter to try to win a mixer, and it just said for $2. I didn't see any of the other stuff, so no, I want that money returned.
Okay, so what we can do to at least help you out, we can get your account canceled, and what we can do to help you out to get your money back, hold for just a moment.
No, I want the full amount back.
Unfortunately, that's not how that works. Hold for just a moment. You were charged $59.89, so we can provide you with a 25% refund. You'll get back $14.97 to at least help you out.
No, I'm sorry. I did not ask to purchase anything.
Did you put your credit card information in this?
Yes, but it says
okay, that's considered
$2.
That's still considered a valid charge, so we can provide you with a 30, we can provide you with a 50% refund, ma'am. You would get back in your account $29.95 to help you out. Would you like for me to do that for you?
No, I'd like to talk to my bank. That's fraud.
It's not fraud when you put your own credit card numbers in to order something online.
For $2.
You still put your own credit card information in there. Everything was explained to you in the terms and conditions. That's not considered fraud. So what we can do to help you, we can provide you with a 75% refund. You would give it $44.92 to at least help you out. Would you like me to do that for you?
Where does it say that I purchased something?
That was in the terms and conditions. What I can do for you, ma'am, to at least help you out, I can provide you with a $55 refund. It's a $5 non-refundable fee, so you'll get back $54.89 to at least help you out.
I'm going to post something on your website.
Okay, would you like for me to do that for you?
You can return the full amount.
Hey, unfortunately, we cannot do that for you.
Okay, wait a minute. I need to have your name and number, and then I want that one part back, and then I'm going to check back with and look through that thing again, and I'm going to come to my bank.
Okay, so what we're going to do is
We'll be back in there.
We're going to give you back your full refund of $59.89 back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. I have your cancellation number available for you. Just let me know when you're ready to write it down. Thank you.
Yes, what's that number?
9205. 26751.
And can you send something in confirmation of that?
We will send something to your email. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yes, so you have that refund sent information sent to
it's
my email.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, that's not it, but that's all. I'm going to check that with my email. When should I get that in my email?
Just be checking your email today, ma'am. Is there anything else I can help you with?
All right, so it'll be in there today.
Yes,
no,
ma'am.
I'll
thank you for calling us support. Have a great day.
Bye.